This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott, and you can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Women entering male-dominated fields in science and technology often face opposition, barriers, and sometimes worse. Reporter Alan Yu has this profile of a game developer who spoke about the sexism in video game culture, and then she became a target on social media.
Brianna Wu has loved video games ever since she was little, playing Super Mario 2 on her Nintendo Entertainment System. She grew up and went from playing games to making them. But somewhere along the way, Wu says she noticed the problem.
We're an industry that always portrays women as like, damsels in distress, or the girlfriend that's been kidnapped, or, you know, the hyper-sexualized sidekick.
For example, Wu's favorite character is a warrior with a magic sword from the fighting game Soul Calibur. Her name is Ivy.
But then as sequels kept coming out, her boobs got ridiculously big and her costume kept getting smaller and smaller.
So Wu did a Kickstarter campaign and created her own independent game called Revolution 60. It's a science fiction adventure.
Women are every single part of the cast. We are the hero. We are the sidekick. We are the commander. We are the engineer. We are the villain.
As a player, you're a spy who gets to save the world by regaining control of a military space station.
You know, in Revolution 60, there's not a single line that's about feminism or equality. We just show women being awesome.
So if Minuet is the commander and Unknown is the fighter pilot, what do you do?
I'm an assassin. My special
game developers like Wu are storytellers. She's also an engineer who has to solve technical problems to tell her story. Every developer has to decide how to spend the limited processing power of a smartphone or tablet.
Engineering is fundamentally a profession about trade-offs, right? So if I decide to make a very pretty explosion, I'm going to have to, you know, take away from something else. So, you know, what a lot of the male-dominated games in our field do is they make beautiful gunfire and explosions and particle effects and, you know, violence.
Wu noticed they skimp on things like the character's hair.
Typically, every woman you see is going to have a ponytail or an updo because the men that are making the games don't want to animate the hair. And, you know, if you watch a Disney movie, the way that characters' hair moves and bounces, it's beautiful.
Wu's game has explosions too, but she wanted the women to be three-dimensional characters who can show nuanced emotions like sadness and sarcasm, and yes, well-animated hair. Wu has been outspoken about sexism in the male-dominated video game culture. She tweets and writes op-eds about it. When she began critiquing the industry, Wu and other women were targeted in a harassment campaign called Gamergate. Wu says trolls flooded her with negative tweets. She got death threats. Online attackers threatened to rape her. The harassment wasn't just online, it spilled over to the real world.
I'm coming to your house right now. I will slit your throat, you stupid little.
This is a voicemail she got. The FBI got involved, though the agents didn't find the people responsible. Wu says the harassment continues. For example, she had an incident just a few weeks ago in Boston.
My husband and I are at our new house, which we don't talk about the address with people. And someone had followed me around Boston, photographing me against my will, and then, sent me pictures saying basically, I know where you live. And then I woke up and found my window broken.
A few months ago, Wu decided that working for better representation of women and other marginalized groups means doing more than making nuanced female characters in video games. She's running for the US Congress in Massachusetts. She would use her technical understanding of cybersecurity and privacy to fight for consumers. But I had to ask her, she took on the game industry, which is mostly run by men. Congress is also overwhelmingly male, so in a way, she's trading one male-dominated industry for another.
Yes, it's exactly the same, right? Like, it's a system that really favors men from a very specific background, you know, straight, white, cisgender, and male. But I have to say, and this is sad, that I've encountered a fraction of the sexism I have in the game industry so far in being a congressional candidate. I think that really says something sad about the game industry when I can genuinely tell you this is a better place to be.
For The Pulse, I'm Alan Yu.